Chat again. All right, so we're starting. The camera's good. We're going back to Chaf Vav Amud Aleph. Okay, because Sheves is unique of the five. Because I'm sorry, Boshes. Because Boshes, you only chayav if you miskaven. If you miskaven to do the hakol. Yeah. By the way, there's a mistake in our Mishnah on Pevav and Beis. Because it says in our Mishnah, that's our case. Nofel min agag, right? It's the case in our Mishnah. Nofel min agag, v'hizik uvayish chayev ad ala nezek patra ala boshas. Ad shiyehe b'miskavim. So it's missing because it says Shinema Vishulcha Yodav Yechzikav Mivushav Eino Chayav Ala Boshas Ad Shemus Gavin. It's missing in the Mishnah the Pasuk, which is the basis for the Chilek. Right? All the other the Rishonim, the Mishnah according to all the other Rishonim has that in there. The Rambam, the Rush, the Rif. For some reason it's not in our Shas. But that's the reason for why Boshes is different. Okay, so let's say again. Good. Adam Muad Li'olam, right? On Chaf Vav Amud Aleph, just to get a little background here. Who wants to read? Bein Shogeg Bein Mezid, Bein Or Bein Yashin. Sima Zein Chaver, V'shiv Rezer Kilom, Mishalim Nezik Shalom. Okay, fine. So we did earlier in the year the first part of this Gemara, right? That it only chayev nezek in these cases. Adam muad li'olam is only chayev nezek. Right? He's not chayev the dal of the dorm. Right? So Rashi explained. Nezek in arba dvarim lo. The lo mechayev arba dvarim. Ela o mezid o karv lo mezid. Dumi dechi yiriv an anoshim. Dosam ksiv ripoy v'shevas. So that's the most basic level, right? That what? That's like the case if he goes up on the roof and he gets blown by ruach she'ena mitsuya, right? So then we say that it's adam muad li'olam, and he's chayav only in nezek. Okay, so why? Why only nezek? So Rashi explained, because the other ones require ki yirivu anashim. Has to be mezid or karav mezid. Okay, so what's the chilak? What's the definitive distinction here? Right. Okay, so we said earlier in the year that Adam would be olam, so that means that he could have prevented it, right? This is not a complete and total onus, it's not like if somebody picked somebody up and threw him on somebody, then he'd be pater, right? Because there's no failing at all in any type of shmira. Okay. Yeah. There's no failing in any type of shmir. But over here, he knows it's a possibility, and he didn't insure against it. Could have tied himself down. Could have done something else. He didn't have to go up to the top of the roof. So there is some type of a culpability over here that. It's something that was possible to occur, and he didn't prevent it. So we say, Adam is muad li'olam. You're responsible for any failing. Okay? But that's just nezek. That's like a shmiras aguf. Right? That's just nezek. So what do you need to be chayev for the other three? So that's the Gemara says on Chav Zayin, right? Goes through the cases. Way to start here, Rabba. No, from Rosh Hagag, Baruch Shem Mitzuya, right? Who wants to read that? Johnny, go ahead. Okay, so if he fell off with a Ruach Mitzuya, then he's chayev on all four things, but he's putter in the boches. Okay, so why is that? Why is he chayev on all four things? Why is he chayev on all four things? So Rashi, how do they curve the mazed? Can we understand that a little better? Now one second, and then what? And when is he going to be chayev for boches? And if he twists, right? Meaning what? Yeah. Then he's chayev afal aboshes. Why? Doesn't say afal pi shelo niskaven l'shem boshes. Right? He's not miskaven to embarrass the person. That's not what he's miskaven for. He's not miskaven. Doesn't have to be miskaven for that. It's a strange din by boshes, right? It doesn't have to be miskaven to embarrass the guy. He's just trying to preserve himself, right? He just wants to. He wants what they call a soft landing, right? So. He acts quickly, cat-like reflexes, he twists over, and he finds a target, and he lands. Not trying to embarrass the guy, that's for sure. It's the last thing on his mind. Right? So for some reason, though, see, this represents a bit of a problem. Doesn't this represent a bit of a problem? In other words, I would understand if you say you have to intend to embarrass the guy. Maybe then I could understand. There's no boshas. It's not a mice of boshas unless you really want to degrade the guy. Right? That I would understand. Right? What if you're going to say all it has to be is miskaven for the hezek? Right? If you miskaven to hit the guy, even though you have no intention of embarrassing him. But we already said that when you fell off the roof in a ruach mitzuya, you chayav on all the other things. Right? So it's like a car of the mazed on the nezek too. Because once you say you don't need to actually intentionally embarrass the guy, why should it really be different than the other three? Or the other four? You know what I'm saying? If you'll say boshes is different because it's like a conscious act of bizoy, right? Well, who's there? Daniel's there.
Yeah.
Are we in contact with him? Can we hear him?
Yeah, we can hear him. Right, Daniel?
How are you
doing? Yeah. We don't have time for that now. We're in the middle of learning. But but it's like you can't just define boshes, right? It's like gutting out. It's like gutting the ichor out. Say boshes is when you degrade a person, intentionally degrade a person, but we consider it intentionally degrading him when you just miskaven for dako. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. You're going to say that boshes is different because it's a maisa bizoy, because it's not like the other four. The other four is just factually you hit the guy, right? What do we say to the other four? The other four is just factually you hit the guy, right? But boshes is different. Boshes is different. But in terms of Mitzad HaGavra, was there an experience of Boshes or not? Right? It would seem his experience is the same whether you twisted or you didn't twist. Right? So what's the difference? What's the difference? Once you're going to tell me you don't need to have an intent to degrade the guy, it's not a Hilchos Deos Din. Right? Once you're going to tell me it's not a Hilchos Deos Din, that it's just a din of choshev mishpat. So just like the other four, the effects are there. And since I went up on the roof, I should have known it could happen. So I'm going to be chayev for it. So too by boshes, the effect is there. I went up on the roof. I should have known it could have happened. Even more than that, I mean, I knew it could have happened, and I'm therefore connected to the harm. Why should I be mechalik? Why should I be mechalik?
When you said that.
Let's finish the memra. So he says, why is Boshas different? Did Tanya? Shechazika. Okay, what's the pasuk? Can we get the pasuk straight here? We have the chumash. So it says in other words, the husband is in a fight, right? And his wife wants to save him. So it says v'shilcha yada v'chazika b'mvushav. Right? She sends her hand, and she grabs him b'mvushav. Okay. So the Gemara says, once it says v'shilcha yada, ain't you there she'chazika? Don't I know that she's grabbing? Right? So why does it have both lashonos? Why does it have to say v'shilcha yada v'chazika? Right? Could just say v'shilcha yada v'mvushav. Tamad lomar v'chazika. Lomar l'cha. That what? Yeah, so there was the Bryce really is coming to be Mamite, right? The Bryce is coming to be Mamite. That if it would say what? Vishilcha Yodo. Apparently saying if it would say Vishilcha Yodo Mvushov, then what? Then what? You might only be chayev if you're niskav in levayish, right? Ma tamad lomar v'chazika, lomar l'cho. Kevin shen niskav in lehizik, afal pishlo niskav in levayish, right? So that's what you don't need. That's what the drusha is telling you. You don't need to know. There's a havamina. There is a havamina by boshes that you're only going to be chayev if you're niskav in levayish. But the pasuk tells you don't have to have kavana levayish, just have to have kavana lehizik. So what kind of a formulation is that? Rashi chayev afal boshes afal pishlo niskav in lashem boshes, right? Yeah. So by nezik itself, you don't have to have kavana for nezik, right? You just have to be mazed the curve of the mazed. And by boshes, we're saying you don't have to have kavana for boshes; it just has to be for nezik. So why do you need the direct? If we're just reducing the ma'isa boshes to a ma'isa nezek, why can't we just treat it like a ma'isa nezek itself and say by ma'isa nezek you don't need kavana for nezek? You just need to be negligent. You just need to be negligent, right? Difference. So what's the difference between the Maisa Nezek Legabe Nezek and the Maisa Nezek Legabe Boshes? Why are they treated differently? Yeah? Let's raise it more basic. Let's take a step back and raise a more basic question. Rashi said earlier, why are you chayev on the other four, on the other three, the other four, right? Because it's v'chi yirivun anoshim, right? Oh, you got to use a good word? That's you think you...
No, he's using the Reli Feder's for a little...
Okay. Modify it. So Rashi says, V'chi yirivun anoshim. Right? That's why you're chayav by Ruach Matsuya. V'chi yirivun anoshim. Yeah. But I mean, that doesn't really fit the picture exactly. I mean, the guy who goes up on the roof of Ruach Matsuya is not really fighting with anybody.
The Ruach Matsuya case
is called Karv of the Mazes. Right? So why is he chayev? Why is he chayev when he goes up? Why is he chayev for the other four things? let's again analyze more closely the original chiluk. Before we get to Boshes, I think if we analyze more closely the original chiluk, it'll help us. So let's analyze more closely the difference between Stam Nezek and the four things. Okay? You're going to tell me again why when he goes up on the Ruach Metzuya is he chayav for all four, as opposed to Ruach Eina Metzuya is only chayav for Nezek. Okay. Let's leave alone the svara we had last time for now, Jonah. Let's think it over again. Let's start fresh. So if you're going to tell me you have to have the quality of Chi Yeriva on Hashem, where do you get that? Just because it's Ruach Metzuya. Right? Can we? I want to classify more precisely the difference between the culpability, the basis of the culpability for Nezek alone, and the basis of the culpability for the Dal Dvarim. Can we be more precise? More precise? Can we define that more precisely? What is the guy doing when he goes up in a Ruach She'ena Metzuya? What is he doing? What is he chaya for? What is he chaya for? Why is he chayav? He went up in a Ruach She'ena Metzuya. Why? Huh? He's more the Olam. I mean, okay.
He did something.
Okay, damage occurred. That much we know. Damage occurred. Wouldn't be chayav if there were no damage. And?
Be responsible for his actions. That he could have prevented.
And he failed to prevent it. Okay, fine. That's all you need for Nezek alone. Right? That damage occurred. And there was a failing to prevent it. And Adam Mu'ad Li'olam, we consider you that you should have considered it. Okay.
What do you mean by he failed to prevent it?
He failed to prevent it.
Is that case of unexplained?
Yes. Okay.
Did he fail to prevent it? Like he failed to move out of the way once falling, or by going up to the roof?
He failed to prevent it in any way. He didn't think it through. He didn't take precautions that could have prevented it. Right? That's right. There's some failing. It has to be some failing. Right?
Not like, really. Like, there's, I mean, if he just goes up to the roof and he didn't know anything about a wind.
That's also his problem. That's also his problem.
You say that's negligence?
That's why we say Adam is Mu'ad Li'olam. That's it.
Right.
He's considered that he should be aware of everything, and that's his responsibility to be aware of all the possibilities and to prevent them. And if he doesn't, it's his responsibility. Okay, that's Adam Mu'ad Li'olam. Fine. But what if he goes up in Ruach Metzuya? That's more than just failing. Right? That's more than just a failing. What is it?
He's almost just like walking into the situation.
That's correct. He's putting himself into a dangerous situation. Let's just be descriptive for a minute. Right, the guy goes up and a Ruach She'ena Metzuya knocks him over. Can't say he's putting himself into a dangerous situation intentionally, right? But he didn't think to prevent even unusual occurrences. Okay? That, you could say, is that's just a failing. Okay? But when a person engages in dangerous behavior, right, that's different. That's like a maisa. You understand? If it's just that he failed to prevent this, you can say he's a cause. And this type of a cause is a basis for a schaivus by Adam. Because he could have prevented it. That's right, it's a passive cause. But that's the din of Adam. Adam is chayev even on passive causes for his own goof. Okay? But by Ruach Metzuya, it's considered like he is doing it because he's putting himself into the situation itself of the Hezek. Okay, so that's why it's like he's doing it. It's like he's engaging in the Nezek that follows. Okay?
That's an active.
That's a Yerivun Anashim. Yerivun means active. That's all it means. As opposed to just a passive cause. Okay? But the question is, here's the big question. Who is he actively... who is he acting against? Who is he acting against? Who is he fighting with? With whom? Is he... No.
The other guy.
Not trying to kill himself. What?
The other guy.
How did he know that other guy's down there? He didn't know that the guy's down there. Yeah, the public. He's just making himself a public nuisance. Right? He's making himself a public danger. So therefore, it's a maisa, it's a generalized maisa hezek. It's a generalized maisa hezek to the faceless crowd. Whoever the unlucky passerby is at the moment, that's the particular of the general which she was negligent towards. Okay? Public nuisance. Okay? Public enemy, no more. Okay, yeah.
That would be like a guy if he's like throwing rocks off a roof.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So why is that not enough for Boshes? Why is that not enough if all Boshes is the Maisa Nezek? And we're saying this is like he's a Miskavein, this is like a Maisa Hezek to the public. So why won't that be enough for Boshes? Why? Okay, this takes a little bit of a little bit of a abstract definition here. Okay. Question is, you can be a public harm, right? You can engage in dangerous behavior vis-a-vis the public. Okay, because danger and harm are generic activities. It's a generic activity. I can say this guy is engaged in reckless, harmful, dangerous behavior. To whom? If someone would ask me to whom, I would say to the public. It's just a dangerous behavior. Whoever happens to get hit will be harmed. Right? It's dangerous. Now, so harm, the Maisa Nezek, can have a general quality. But, this is the question. Boshes, is it possible to say the same thing about Boshes? So that's what the Gemara is saying. Saying Boshes is always an act of singling out. That's part of the definition of the act of Boshes. That's part of the substance of the act of Boshes. Picking somebody out for degradation. Okay, we have to go down again to the substance of the act. The substance of the act, the nature and the quality of the act of Nezek is just harmful. The object, there's no requirement in the object. There's no definitional requirement in the object of the harm. It can have the quality of Nezek, of an act of Nezek, simply because it's harmful. But Boshes, by definition, as a Maisa, is a singling out. That's part of the action itself. You understand? That's part of what the whole thing is. That is the entire idea. To choose somebody and make him an object of scorn and ridicule. That cannot be done in a generic sense. It's a tarti desasri. The generic and the specific. There's no such thing as just a generic maisa of Boshes. There's no such thing as a generic maisa of a particularized act. You understand? So, the very nature of the Maisa demands personal, demands kavana for the person. You understand? The kavana here is not because you need kavana to be mevayesh. The kavana here is necessary to make the Maisa a specific Maisa. You understand? Nezek and the Dal Devarim can exist in a generic Maisa, a general Maisa. But boshes, the Gemara is telling you, is by definition a particular maisa. Now just to engage recklessly with the public, you'll have the character of the maisa of nezek, but you won't have the character of the maisa of boshes. You understand? Vishilcha, right, as it says, Vishilcha es yoda. It has to be vihichzika. It has to be a maisa of interaction of persons. That's the nature of the, that's the, you understand? This is a very important point. It's a very important point. The Torah is not mechayev you for intending to embarrass the person. That's not what you're chayev for. Because then boshes would be totally different than everything else. You're chayev in boshes just like in any of the other four things. You're chayev when you do the type of maisa of boshes and it results in harm. You understand? But the type of maisa of boshes is defined by the inyan of boshes. The inyan of boshes is personal. That's the whole inyan. Hakol lefi amavayesh v'amisvayesh. It's a personal matter. Nezek doesn't go by the mazik. It has nothing to do with the personal. The source of personal has nothing to do with nezek, sheves, ripui, and tsar. But in boshes, it's a part of the maisa itself. Okay? So you're chayav when you do a personal act. But that's only, that requires niskaven lehizik. Niskaven lehizik is only, you don't have to be niskaven levayesh, that would mean only chayav when you want to embarrass the guy. The kavana is not to make it, is not that boshes is a mental act. That's not why you need the kavana. Because then it would be a kavana levayesh. The kavana is to define the maisa as unique and directed personally between you and him. Once that's the substance of the maisa boshes. If you do the maisa boshes, you're chayef for the harm that results. You're chayef for the harm that results. Over here, kavana lehizik doesn't really mean you want to hurt the guy either. You just want to have a soft landing. But it means to create the act that you do as directed towards one individual. An individual. It could be a number of individuals.
Professor?
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's something we have to look into a little further. But the question comes up. Let's say somebody just willingly spits off the roof, and he knows there are people down there, but he's not aiming for anybody in particular. He's not even looking. He just spits off the roof. But he has kavana. He knows that it's going to fall down, and he wants to embarrass whoever it lands on. So is that considered niskaven lehizik? Is that considered niskaven? Even though it's just a random thing, and he's really just aiming at the public. So I'm saying like this. I'm saying that when we said that when the guy goes on the roof in the Ruach Matsuya, that there's no object other than the public, that's because he has no kavanah to do any hezek at all. He's just engaging in the risky behavior. So it's completely undirected. So the only thing you can say is that he's exposing the general public to a harm, but that can't be toe face in his maisa any individuals. But if a person bekavana wants to spit and he knows that there are people walking below, it's possible to say that in his kavana he's singling out a group. It's possible to say that. Not, you have to think about it a little more. You have to look into it a little more.
I thought we said for both have like a specific target.
No, you could say that the group is specific. It's not just generic. It's not just generic. As long as it's a segment, you could say it's specific. I mean, we have to look into the dinam a little more. Like, what if a person? It would be the same thing by rotzeh. What if a person just throws a stone? A case like that, throws a stone over the wall. He knows there are 9 Jews and one guy, right? That's the case of mechza mechza, kavua. But is that a din? He's chayev as a rotzeh, or just he's.
You have to look into that.
So yichiriven just means you have to be active. That's all it means. It means you have to be actively involved in danger. You don't need a target though. But v'shilchas yada means it has to be directed. It has to have a target. Okay. Alright, so we'll take this up tomorrow already. Right? The next question is like this. How do you have, Rishonim are bothered, how do you have a case that what? That is, what does the Gemara mean that in the Skavin Lizik, Alf Pishal and Skavin Levayish? Right? He knows it's going to happen. Just like by Niskavin Lehizik, doesn't mean he has to want to hurt the guy. Just means he knows his action is going to cause it. Right? So then if he knows it's going to cause the Nezik, he knows it's going to cause the Boshas. So what does it mean? What does it mean you can have a Kavana Lehizik and not Levayish? Right? Isn't that the problem? So the Meiri and the Raivit have two different answers to that question. So we'll take a look at that. You get a chance to look at that today? Mm-hmm.